Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday with a little twist is called the New Year's Readings. Yes, we are only 5 hours away, I believe, from our new year. Is it five or six? Yeah, five, I think. But anyway, now we'll be going into 2014. Oof, can you believe it, y'all? We're there already, 2014. And I can't wait to get this new year started. And I have a special guest tonight. We have from Spellbound Eccentric Talk here on Blog Talk, Lady Diva. Cecilia Kelly will be with us this evening as she will be giving readings. So you want to get in here early because she's phenomenal. Her readings are so accurate and on point. I want to make sure that you start this new year off right. So the number is 805-292-0372. We'll be right back right after this. Peace and blessings. Everyone, welcome to Lady Sapphire Radio. I am your host tonight, Lady Sapphire in the house. And we do have a special guest tonight. We have C. Kelly, a.k.a. Diva from Spellbound Eccentric Talk here on Blog Talk. She's a phenomenally gifted woman, a very good friend, and you know, she just, you know, she's one of those people that when you call on her and you need her, she is there. And she has so many, she just, you know, has so much practical wisdom, and she's a phenomenal reader. I mean, you give her dreams, she's interpreting them, my tongue. She's interpreting them for you. You give her a question, she's answering them for you. She uses her tarot cards. She uses just her intuition. I believe she also uses pendulums and stones. She's just very well-rounded and gifted. So we will be bringing her to the show very shortly. But before we get started, you all, I just want to share something with you all. You know, and Lady Sapphire, I won't be reading this evening. I'm still in a place. A very dear friend of mine and someone I have grown to admire, to cherish in my life. She's been such a phenomenal support here on this show. And I got a call last night that she lost her mother over the weekend, and her mother has transitioned home to the other side. And, you know, this is really... And it's really hit me pretty hard now. You know, it's a phenomenal when you are so deeply touched by a woman, by a family, by, you know, this, she introduced me to her family, and her mother adopted me into her family. And, you know, I don't even know what to say. When you are able to fall for someone, fall in love with someone, and you have never even met them, she's been such an encouragement for me as I've been doing this show. Her mom is always in the background, supporting and loving me, you know, and just inspiring me, and as well as her daughter. She's a phenomenal woman, and it's going to be so dearly missed. A very large family. You know, they're all gathering together now, and I just want to say to them, to the family, and I'm not going to throw any names out because I know that they do like to hold their family very tight, and I'm not going to share names right now, but they know who they are. And as you can hear, I'm already choked up. You know, when your sister hurts or when your brother is in pain, you feel it, especially if you love them, if you care for them, if you're concerned about them. And losing a parent has to be the hardest thing to deal with, and especially one that has supported you throughout your life and has been around for so long and just loving and building her family. You know, she's going to be so dearly missed. I've lit candles for her tonight. And I'm going to light some more because we want her to cross over in style. You know, we want her to cross that River Jordan. So the tears that her family is shedding tonight is just, you know, just helping her to cross over even, you know, quicker. You know, you want deep waters so that they're not, so the water is not, rough. You want deep water. So the more tears we shed, the closer and quicker that our loved ones can cross over. And this is what I've been taught since I was, you know, young, that, you know, your tears or your mourning is a sign of assisting your loved ones to cross over. It's not only just your sadness that you're expressing, but you're helping them to transition and to move quicker to, you know, to the other side. And tonight I'm just, I lost my father, you know, years and years ago, but I tell you, the moment that I think about him, I can feel the pain, I can feel the emptiness so quickly, just, you know. So tonight I want to extend my love to them, and I just want to share a little song, so please be patient with me. We have all your callers in the queue. We will get to you. If I have to extend the show, I will, because this is an extra special evening, and we're going to share this together. So we have the diva in the house. She is waiting and ready. But I, you know, she was so gracious to allow me this time to share with someone who means a lot to me. So I'm going to play this song. song for the family tonight in remembrance of her mother. I mean, she had me calling her mama, and she loved it. She's like, yes, you call me mama. And so this is for my mama tonight. Peace and blessings, everyone. She's held this room down in our chat room, and she's been such a great support and behind scenes. And, you know, I just want to let her know that we love her tonight. And I'm lighting a candle for her, for Mama, as she passes over tonight. You know, we're going to light it, you know, just, you know, so it illuminates her way home. You know, we want her to go home in style. We want that path to be illuminated as she crosses over. And she's not in pain anymore. She's not suffering anymore. And, again, when you leave a legacy of life like she has, you know, you know, you would take that time and you honor, you know, our loved ones, our elders. And so I'm lighting a prayer candle for her right now. And we'll get started with this show. So I'm going to bring Spellbound on now. And let's see if our diva's hanging out with us tonight. Peace and blessings. Welcome.
Peace and blessings to you, Sapphire. How are you tonight?
You know what? I'm right there. I'm all right. I'm all right. You know, a little.
All right.
My heart is a little grieved, and you know, I just wanted, like I said, extend my love to the family. And it's amazing when you have never met a person face to face, but they have a, you know, such an impact on your life. And this woman just, you know, she just embraced me and added me to her family. Didn't know me from Adam, okay, from a can of paint, but, you know, her love was just that great, and her arms were just that wide. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Just sharing in that space with my sister. And but I thank you so much for being here tonight. I told everyone last night we're going to have a special guest, and ta-da! Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And she also wants me to tell you from the spirit world, she's okay. And she was dancing too. I got her spirit over here with me. I got the spiritual goosebumps. When I get the spiritual goosebumps, it's telling me she's fine, she's okay, don't waste a tear. Just think of the good things that she has to offer. And she is happy, and she wants you all to be happy. And she will be with you from now on, from the other side.
Powerhouse. All right, love. Thank you so much for that. I know that she will greatly appreciate it. So we're going to go ahead and get it started. I thank you all for the invitation and the cue. I'm going to go ahead and extend the show to, if it's okay with you. I don't want to take your time up. Would you like to do 90 minutes as opposed to?
Sure, you can go ahead and do 90 minutes.
Okay, because we have quite a few
callers. I threw the kids out tonight, so yes.
I know that's right. So she's
they
ready,
y'all. They're gone for tonight.
So I want everyone to form a question in your mind. I want you to form one question. You know, we have quite a few callers, so please recognize that. And I'm going to go to our first caller tonight, 609-287. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the show. 609-287, you're live and on the air. I'm going once, going twice. All right. They had their hand up. Okay. Let's go to 561, peace and blessings, 247. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
And your name, hon?
My name?
Yes. What is your name and date of birth, hon?
Stacy, 12/16/72.
Well, happy belated birthday. So how are you doing tonight? So your name is Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Stacy, what's your question tonight?
My question is, for the new year, I wanted to know what you see in regards to my finances and career.
Career, finances, okay. Well, I do see you had a little bit of lack of confidence in some things in regards to your finances. I do pick up again, you got to make some decisions to keep yourself out of financial hardships coming up. I do see like a little delay in regards to your career because you had a standstill as to what you want to do and how you want to pursue it. So those are two areas you're looking at right now, lack of confidence in your finances and making hard decisions about avoiding financial hardships. What you probably need to do is sit down and try to map out what you want to do. I've been encouraging a lot of people to do a vision board. What I mean the vision board is it helps things to come to pass. You can go to a 99-cent store, a dollar store, and get you one of the big old poster boards and get you some money, you know, that play money. Get you some pictures to cut out and write down the stuff you want to come to pass. I want to pay my bills on time each month. I want money. I want to be a millionaire. I want to go on vacation. Put the vacation where you want to go to. I mean, career. What career moves you want to do? You like me, a Sagittarius. You'd be like at a standstill by what I want to do, but you're very ambitious. You know what you want to do, but you got to sit down and just meditate on it and figure out where you want to do and what your expertise is. But in the meantime, be very frugal with money. Be very frugal with your money. And also sit down and figure what career move you want to make. Because you're like, you had a standstill, like a delay right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your name again? Beg pardon? I'm talking to caller. What was your name again?
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy. You know what? Thank you so much for calling in. And we hope to hear from you again this year, in the new year.
Okay, and good
luck.
Happy New
Year.
Take care. Good luck, sweetie. Peace and blessings. Okay. So from now on, we're going to start the caller off. I'm gonna get their name for you, Diva, so you don't have to do that work. You just sit back in the cut, and I'll get everything ready for you, okay? All right, so we'll go ahead and go to the next caller, 313. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the show.
How you doing? My name is Alfie, and I'm 11170.
All right, hey, Alfie. Yeah. How was your day?
It was awesome.
It was awful. Wow, okay.
Awesome. Awesome.
That real quick for you. Okay, Alfie, say hello to Diva.
Hey, Alfie, how are you doing this evening?
I'm awesome.
That's good. Right, that's good. What's your question, huh?
I don't have one. Whatever you have to tell me.
Well, I do see that you're a hard worker in regards to money. I do pick that up. I pick up somebody around you a little bit stubborn. That might be you because you got that Scorpio vibe. You can Scorpio. You can be stubborn at times. But, again, you're a hard worker. You're a hard worker, and you want things to come to pass for you. I do see, you know, you've been making a lot of positive decisions, but you've been tired at the same time. The Spirit is telling me to tell you to get some rest. Rest your mind, rest your soul, and just relax in 2014. I also pick up somebody around you, a man, he's very stressed out. I do see weight loss around this man because he got so much going on, you know, so many things in the fire, so many things going on in his life to where he's stressing out. He don't know if he's coming or going. There's a lot of stuff he's keeping from himself and everybody else because he's going through a lot of things, a lot of trials and tribulations. I do pick up again, there's another man around your car that's very centric around you. And this is like you got choices if you want. He's right there for you. I also pick up again, you got some money coming through for you. Like when you file income taxes, you want to pick up some material things that you want to pick up, like furniture, new things, clothing, anything you want. You're also thinking about getting another car up ahead, but it's say you'll be doing that pretty soon. I also pick up again, you got the green light on for you for a lot of things to happen for you. And they also say don't overwork, don't overindulge yourself. That means rest, honey, because you're tired. Just rest your mind, rest your soul. You're going to be okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Happy New Year, y'all.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings, sister. All right. And she is on fire already, y'all, so you better get in early. She's not playing tonight. She's on fire tonight. So, okay, Diva, tell us, how did you get started doing readings? Just tell everybody, you know, kind of how you did this, how, you know.
Well, you know, I've been like this for all my life. I used to run from it. I used to run away from it because I had people would think of you being weird or something like that. And I was always had that gift. You know, I always had this little black mark over my forehead. And everybody and my grandmother's friends say, you know, that's a special child right there. That child born with that, they call it like a shroud or something, over that spiritual child. I used to run from it. Then when I was introduced to Beverly D of the Truth to the Power, she's also on Blog Talk Radio. We're very good friends here in Detroit. She pulled it out of me. She said, no more running. I'm breaking you down. So she broke me down back in 2002. She sat me down and broke me down and pulled it out of me. She said, no more running. So ever since then, thanks, Beverly, my mentor. She taught me my gifts. She taught me different things about Reiki healing, also about eyes, also by reading the wall, looking at the wall, or even looking at the tarot cards. You know, do like just listen to somebody's voice, looking through their eyes to see if they're telling me the truth, eye contact. And different vibes I could pick up a person is positive or negative. If they're negative, I get real jittery, real antsy. When they're positive, I get these spiritual goosebumps, but a lot of times I just could look at the wall with you right now and just start telling you everything about yourself. intuitive. So I'm like that.
So what do you feel is your most powerful gift?
My most powerful gift right now is intuitive. I mean, just all of the above. I can do it all. You know, I can just speak to somebody when somebody is down. I can pick them back up. You know, they be, oh, I don't know if it's going to work out. And I don't like to hear no negative. I like to hear people to be positive because they've been running so much negative. And like, need to hear somebody positive, give them some uplifting advice, helping people up, you know, uplift their self-esteem. So my most powerful gift right now is I can pick up somebody getting sick. And I feel it over here, and I'd be like, okay, this must be my new gift.
Okay.
And then, you know, like I say, being intuitive, if somebody talking to me, I can just tell them off the bat what's getting ready to happen. And it's sometimes it'd be like, okay, you tell them. I say, well, hey, I'm just speaking what the spirit tells me to let you know.
Oh, I know that's right. All right. Let's go to the next caller, and the next caller is 240-619. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the show.
Oh, peace and blessings. Hi, this is Darlene.
Hi,
Darlene. How are you?
How you doing? You uplifting and bubbly and like you ready for New Year's, girl?
Yeah, I was dancing to the music earlier.
All right, now.
Y'all
should be playing the jams
mother?
Over here. Should be having ballroom and going on, too. Wait for Kelly R to come on next.
Oh, yeah.
What's your date of birth, huh?
July 21st.
Okay, you on that Cancer Leo type cuff thing going on?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
On the cuff.
Okay, what's your question tonight?
I'm thinking about moving, and the reason that I'm thinking about moving is that I want to get my finances straight, and I want to save up some money to buy a house. And I was wondering if moving right now is the right thing that I should do.
Who you running from?
Huh?
Who you running from?
I'm not running from anyone.
You sure? Somebody want to get back with you? You don't be bothered with?
Well, no. If no.
You talking to Diva
now?
No,
I met up with my ex about 2 months ago, and things didn't work out or whatever.
I see it right here in the cards. Ain't working out. I didn't work out, but I do see again somebody else want to restore the relationship. This is him want to take you out again. So get ready for that. I do pick up again. You talking about you want to quit a job? Are you working in the medical field right now?
No, I'm working for the federal government, but I would like to leave my job.
I do see you leaving because it's getting you stressing you out, making you like, oh, these people are crazy.
Yes,
I do pick that up. You want to quit this job. I do see you defeating things. Money is right there for you. I also pick up again, watch your comings and going where you're going. If you're stepping down, make sure you're walking right. Look down on the ground. If the sidewalk is unlevel, walk carefully. And stay out of them high-heel sneakers sometimes, too.
Oh, okay.
High-heel shoes. I do pick up again because you don't want to go down and hurt yourself. I also pick up again, you're very discouraged at the point right now at this job because, again, there's so much negativity and drama going on at this job. So
yeah,
much negativity.
Yeah, and I can feel it.
Yeah, that's the same when you feel something, you're ready to go. And I do pick up again, like I said, you you hear people problems and issues, they complain, and you say, you know what, be grateful you got a roof over your head and food on the table. That's the thing you're saying right now. You're going to be happy with somebody else, but the ex is going to be coming back trying to restore your relationship because you done cussed him out bad.
No, I didn't cuss him out. You know,
his man,
he remarried.
Him out bad. In the male man, you cussed him out.
He remarried, and then he tried to get back with me, and I told him that I wasn't going to be his plaything until, you know, him and his wife get back together. And I haven't heard anything more.
Oh, yes,
because
you got somebody else coming through. And I do pick up his world's turned topsy-turvy. And I pick up he been filed for some divorce papers, too.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And there's a lot of gossip going on around. You got, you say you're making some changes in your life. You in this cycle of eight. In cycle eight, man, you're making changes. You're going on to a new thing in your life. Make plans. The changes mean make plans to get another job, new location, moving, that type of thing. Because, you know, it's you're tired of the gossip. He say, they say, it say bull crap. You're tired of the job. And say, put in now. You can get a job. You get a job within a job. It always happens like that. Start marketing yourself. Start doing things. And, again, start looking to own your own business on the side, too.
Yeah, that's what everybody tell me. I want to go into real estate. I want to get my real estate license.
Take the class. And at this time, don't think about him. Focus on yourself, getting ahead of yourself, and staying clear to take this real estate test. I heard that test is something else. I do see a lot of changes going on in your life. Decision already made what I want to do. I also pick up again and say, trust in God, trust in Allah, trust in whoever you worship. And again, this is him being sneaky around you. He got a little bit of gray in his hair.
Yeah. And then also I'm real close with his friend. His friend
Giving him the FBI lowdown on you too. So you at this point, you can't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. So it's saying back off and do you. Get yourself together. Like what's the saying? Yep. Say do you.
Yeah.
Number one.
So do you think that me moving, because I would really like to move by the end of the month if I, you know, get my finances.
I think February. In January, February, you're going to do it. Because you've got changes going on. You're going through a cycle eight completion of things. And go ahead and do it. Put in for your job. Apply for other jobs because if you work for the federal government, somebody liable to hire you on. And, again, get into that real estate thing and make your own money because you could buy up houses, foreclose home, and flip them. And some do Section 8, rent them, whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do and do it.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And I have a roommate, and I was letting him know that I'm moving, and, you know, it's going to be relatively soon.
Well, you know, give 30-day notice.
All right,
honey. God bless you.
Phenomenal reading for you, love. So take that information
thank you so much.
Into the new year and enjoy. Get that move on, sister.
I am.
All right.
God
do
bless
it in
you.
Style. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is rolling, y'all. We are rolling right on. We got quite a few callers, so we want to go ahead and get through most of our callers tonight. The next caller is 917. Peace and blessings.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, love. You have to speak up a little bit, and what's your name?
Okay, is this better?
Hi, Greta. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the show, love. What's your birthday?
June 26th.
And what's your question?
I wanted to know what you could see coming up for 2014. Immediate future.
Do you have a general question?
I couldn't hear anything because both of you are talking at the same time.
Right.
What was that?
So it'll be a general question or do you have a specific question?
A general.
Okay.
All right. Okay, because you got some things going on all areas of your life in 2014. I do think if you say be careful of your belongings because somebody wants to take some out of your permission. And like I said, don't stay inside anybody's situation with the blame game. Just stand neutral. And you're going to know who's telling the story, telling a lie, because they're going to keep on talking. That's how they do. I do pick up again, you got a lot of victory around your cars. The world is yours and everything in it. Love will be very stable for you up ahead. If you want it, you can approve it. I do pick up somebody want to talk to you, somebody that's a backstabber, not no good. Just say back off. Also, I do see somebody that misses you very bad and they want to talk to you. But again, you kind of like unsure about speaking to this person because they got these negative vibes around them. Like I said, you got a lot of victory around your cars, a lot of improvement in your life coming up. There's also victory around your finances also. Again, stay positive and continue to pray, meditate, because you've got a lot of positive things coming up for you. A lot of decisions that you do, the Spirit's telling me, follow your first mind on. Follow your first mind, you won't go wrong. If you go second, that means you're doubtful. But if you go with your first mind, you'll be okay, you'll be safe. anything legal for you will be okay for you, will be fine for you. You're a little bit bored, but you're going to be very successful in anything that you do. Also, I pick up again, you got some money coming that you've been waiting for that's going to come through for you. And there's also somebody that wants to date you too, or somebody that you're with. I do see this, somebody that wants to get with you. They're like in this triangle type relationship. It's like, do you want to be bothered with it? It's up to you. But you got somebody else new coming along also. There's two. One got some drama, one don't.
Oh, okay.
And what's your first mind?
Okay.
Okay, love.
All right.
Enjoy your reading and have a wonderful New Year's. We are peace and blessings. All right. All right, Diva, we're going to take a moment just to sit back and relax, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and play a little Junior. And this is for Mama. You know, we're dedicating this show to her. So this is all about mamas tonight. For those who are missing their mama, this is just a little bit throwback for you, just to remember. We'll be right back. Blessings, everyone. You're listening to Lady Sapphire Radio here on Blog Talk, and this is our New Year's reading with Lady Diva of Spellbound Eccentric, Cecilia Kelly, and she is on fire tonight, y'all. So if you want to get in and get a reading, the number is 805-292-0372. We have 41 minutes left in the show, and that song is for everyone who has lost a mother, who have a mother. Please, if you have not lost your mother, listen to her now. The wisdom that she's sharing with you now is what you will be able to carry with you when she passes on. You know, we're here for a season, and so when it's time for us to cross over, we leave, you know, our pearls of wisdom with our children. So catch them now, y'all. You know, when they're already passed over, when they've crossed over, it's too late. You can't do anything but, you know, reach back and grab those memories and begin to, you know, share those wisdoms. And you're supposed to share them with your children. So please take the time to love your parents, love your family. This is the new year about love. You know, Goddess Mother is desiring for us to get closer in our families. And, you know, sometimes families, extended families, some that you've met along the way that have, you know, shared and impacted in your life, and they're not always bloodline families. So, you know, those that are significant in your life, draw them closer to you. If it's, you know, little insignificant things that you need to work out, little issues or arguments, work them out, because you just never know. Then, you know, when someone takes their last breath. So please, love on your family this year. That's my reading for you. Get closer. Love your family. Because no matter what, all the rest of that stuff that you do, I don't care how high you go, I don't care how much you achieve, you know, how many loves you've had in your life and how many loves you've lost, those that are significant and those who impact your life are those ones that are going to stand with you when you need them. So love them, support them, guide them, call them, see about them. Be there, you know, because, you know, when they're gone, all that shoulda, coulda, woulda, it don't mean nothing. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get back to our readings tonight. Diva, thank you so much for being here tonight. You are, you know, you are someone, like I said, you know, let people know that you love them while they're here. And, you know, you're one of my sisters. I've grabbed you up, and I'm not letting you go either. yeah, you can't go nowhere. I got you in a headlock, you know.
And Sapphire is right about that. You know, you have to. You can't know woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. You better grab that person and love them to the end, because, like, I lost my mom. I've been set back in 2006. And believe me, it was hard, but, you know, that transition was very, very peaceful. I worked on her with Reiki healing, made sure she had a peaceful transition. So we both was, I mean, I let my cries out, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried, but I know we'll meet again.
All right. So let's go to the next caller tonight. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
216. Let's see if we can open that line up. Okay, 216-404. Peace and blessings. Welcome.
How you doing, Queens?
Peace,
I want to say peace to all the family people that lost their mother.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
What's your name?
Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. How have you been? It's so good to hear from you.
You remember me? Okay.
Absolutely, yes. I recognize the voice when you checked in, but, you know, names are always, I can't attach a name, but thank you so much for coming back. How have you been?
I've been okay. I've been okay.
Good. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that that love with, you know, the ones who have lost their mothers. So I'm going to ask you, what is your birth date?
12/16/71.
All right. 12/16. Look, Diva, you're ruling with the Sagittarius in the house.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Y'all are deep tonight.
All right. Right.
Just, all right.
Do you have a question tonight?
Yeah, I want to know, what do you see for prosperity for me in 2014?
You saw a lot of victory around your prosperity in regards to money, bonuses, anything you want is right there for you. You got a lot of blessings coming up for you. Also, your angel is telling me to tell you, don't listen to what other people are trying to tell you, that's like, you know, like haters, jealous, because you very ambitious Sagittarius. I am, too. You're very ambitious. Just don't talk your dreams. Don't talk your anything. Don't lessen what the right hand is doing. You'll be okay. Is somebody around you want to get married?
Not that I know of, man. Are they coming up?
Yeah, I do see it coming up, and they're trying to make some, they've got some decisions about, they already made up their mind they want to do it, and they're going to come to you. Could be you, could be somebody around you. It's very close to you in the vicinity, wants to get married. They made up their mind, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
I know. I mean, it's my. I got one friend, but I'm not finna her like that. I know she want to get. She. I'm not into her like that. So we just friends. So
well,
I'm
she got a mind
person.
Made up. You the one.
No, I ain't the one.
I know you.
You just the one for right now. Go ahead, Desmond. You've got your mind made up.
She's going to be playing that song next. I got my mind made up. Come on, you can get it. You play that song next. Anytime. She went way back with that junior song. Dang, I was in high school when that came out. I think I was a junior in high school. I was like, oh, shoot. She done went got junior. Hot dog.
Yes, yes, yes. I had to take it to you. So is that what you have for Desmond? I know you got a little bit more in that pocket for him, around, you know, about his career. What's going on with his career this year?
I do see he'd be very frugal with his money, because he gets a weakness about spending money. He's like, if I spend, I got to keep on spending money. He don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the, I don't know if y'all saw Everybody Hates Chris, his father. I don't know what the title is.
Oh, I'm like, honey, I'm the female version.
Desmond, are you recycling toilet paper? Please do not say you're not recycling toilet paper. That is,
I haven't got that far with it, but hey.
Okay, yeah.
Like Rock. Remember Rock used to pick up stuff, the garbage man Rock? <I'm done.
laughs> I know
that's right. You know what? I do see career working out for you. You're going to make a lot of money with this career. Are you into, like, you like to do stuff with your hands?
I know I'm trying to venture into holistic health.
I do see this. I do see making a lot of money with this, going into your own business with this. Go ahead and do it. Keep on studying, because it can work out for you in 2014. You also going to be saving money with this. I tell anybody now, it's okay to have your own job working for someone else, but you're going to venture off into your own. If you've been a Sagittarius, you want to be your own boss, make your own rules, your own regulations, and you don't want to take orders from nobody but you.
Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you get a second chance. Everything around you, surrounding you, the world is yours. And again, I do see money. I do see helping out a person that went to jail or something, needs some legal help. You there to help them out coming up. You're going to be celebrating, too.
Okay.
You're going to be celebrating. And somebody around you like a little bit discouraged. So that's the person around you very discouraged. And they got so much negativity around. Like, you know, like, you know what? You have one drama episode, another drama episode. Do you get tired of drama? And they're going to be looking at you like, what you mean? I ain't got no drama. Yes, you do. Every time you come around me, it's something. I need to write a reality show about you. With one of your friends, you gonna write a reality. You would like to write a reality show because they got drama, drama, drama. Let me tell you what happened. Like, oh, here we go.
And Brother Desmond, you go and be drama free this
week. Yeah, run.
Okay. Be drama free. Tell them you have the archives of their lives. Let them go ahead and play you. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a phenomenal year, sweetheart, and the best to you and your family. Peace and blessings to you.
All right, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. All right.
Great doing y'all work. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 734-288. Peace. Your line is open.
Yes. Hi, this is Verna.
Hi,
and
Verna.
My
how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm loving everyone.
All right, hang on in there, girl.
I'm not hanging, Jack. I'm standing because, you know, if you hang on too long, your arms might get tired and you might fall. So I'm standing.
Oh, I don't want to fall.
Yeah, you don't
want to
fall.
Okay, my birthday is 10/12.
10/12. All right.
And
now,
I would like to know in my future, I'd like some insight on my future.
Well, what specifically?
Pardon me?
What area of your life specifically?
Well, financial, travel. I wanna just be on the move to go some places, get money.
Okay. So get money. Get money.
You know, have money to travel to go to these
okay.
places that where
well,
I want to go.
Well, you and your husband will be traveling, having a lot of fun. But you got some lump sums of money coming. You got some money coming from something that's owed to you in regards to like a refund from a home or something like that that's going to be coming up to you very, very shortly. I do pick up again money coming from that. I also pick up again one of your children or grandchildren or children going to be quitting a job, going to another job. They got another new job lined up for them coming up.
Oh, you hit that on the head, girl.
I do pick up again. A lot of victory around your car because you got victory around your car because you're not giving people second chances. I mean, you ain't being bothered no negative mess. You're just keeping it moving. You're just keeping it moving. Happy
Amen.
Days right here. You're defeating a lot of demons, a lot of devils. The devil ain't got no place here. You got to go to hell. So he
Ooh.
Out the door along with the other bull crap.
Yes.
Your goals are being met because you've been praying. You're praying, sister.
Yes.
Praying, sister. Praying, sister, you pray, you meditate, you pray, and you pray, and you go through the house, you go through the day saying something, and it's just like going in the universe, like, you know, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to do this. You got plans to go to Vegas or go somewhere warm
Woo!
For the winter.
Yes.
I just picked it up. And also somebody around you pregnant, you better check and see.
Oh, Lord, my goodness.
You're going to hear about
a marriage,
too, coming up.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. A lot of money is coming. You got money. You're going to be traveling with your husband. A lot of stuff is coming.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's what I want to do. I want to travel.
And you also
going to
check on a relative that's not been feeling well. And tell them to stay away from that greasy hot food and go ahead and get that gallbladder out.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, listen.
Yes.
You got something to shout about. So go on and get your shout on now. Go on and do what you do. And
yes.
you don't want to get
dance,
back
girl.
From you again this year because it's going to
yes.
be phenomenal for you. I love this reading.
Thank you. Jesus.
Y'all made me want to go, hey.
Y'all was got some wicked music going on because, you know, she old man, don't you weep.
Hey.
I'm
your
TCT.
All right, ladies.
Okay.
Have a phenomenal
okay,
year.
Okay, Dorothy.
Peace and blessings to you.
Huh? Okay, we had to have two on the line. There's three of us on the line. My other two sisters,
well,
they want
to. We're going to put you back in the queue, love, because we got a lot here. So we'll get back to you, okay?
Hold on.
Okay,
hold
sure.
on.
Okay.
All right. I like that. They tag-teamed the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I love it. It's that party time. So everybody's hanging out together tomorrow. So pass the phone. And I love that when you pass the phone and you're passing the, well, never mind. A lot of other things they could be passing. So 954, peace and blessing. You know how we do it right here. Peace, love, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello?
All right, just quiet. We're live and on the air, 954. 205,
Hello?
You're live on the air. Peace and blessings. State your name, please.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Hi. I'm sorry. My name is Darlene from Florida.
Hi, Darlene from Florida. How are you?
I'm good.
good, good, good. So do you have a question for the diva tonight?
I know, just a general, actually.
Okay, so what is your birthday?
9/13/52. Oh, you know what?
My grandmother, 9/13.
So you got your grandmother coming through the room tonight.
Uh-oh, fiery Virgo, hot dog. Okay, Miss Darlene, you looking to get a car, girl?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You looking to get a new car?
Yes.
Huh? Can you hear me? Huh?
Yes.
Are you looking to get a new car?
Yes, I am.
I do see you got a choice between a dark color, a black or a white color. Any type of color is right there. You're in control of it. Go ahead and get your car, girl. My next card, again, I do pick up again. You don't like to deal with people that act a fool around you. You don't take no mess. You don't have to be bothered with no mess. That's how you are. I do see follow your first mind on anything you do. Follow the first. Don't second guess yourself. Go with your first mind. You always be right. You'll be approved this card. Get anything you want. It's right there for you. You are in control. Everything around you is very secure for you. You have very powerful strength around you. I mean by that mentally, physically, and spiritually, you're very, very powerful with that. I do think of, again, a lot of negativity around a person that's been overworking themselves, overindulging. What I mean by that, doing a lot of things they don't have no business doing. They need to, like, lay off and quit hanging around the people that they've been around because, again, they are physically draining them dry. I do think of, again, around your cars, watch your thought intake around you. Watch your thought intake also around you. You got a lot of very good news coming up, too, when you do that. Good news in every area of your life, finances, love, happiness, success, real estate is right there. Somebody around you want to get married, but it's like a delay or postponement coming up. But you got a lot of decisions that you're making, a lot of good decisions that you're making, you're going to be okay. And I also say don't make no hasty decisions, just take your time, you'll be all right. And just relax also. But all in all, your car's looking good, honey.
Great. That sounds okay. Great.
And call Lady Sapphire, let me know you got that brand new car, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Happy New Year, honey.
All right, Happy New Year. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. We didn't mean to cut you off, sister, but thank you. We receive it. Next caller is 213-382. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the show.
How lovely. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, positively. How are you?
I'm groovy. I'm starting the new year off right with you two, and thank you. Thank you, Lady Sapphire, for all. You know, I've been listening quite consistently as best I can, and I feel for you, for your friend, and we shall send her light in you, too. And
thank you so much. Thank you
Bell
so much.
Bellbaum.
Yes. You're welcome, honey.
Now, what's your name?
This is Marie.
Oh, hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm progressing.
All right. I like that. You know, we got some really powerhouses in the queue tonight. Everyone is on point. That shift, they're not fighting the shift. I'm feeling this energy. It's just an even flow. Everybody's open with their hands, you know, ready to receive and ready to move into this new year without resistance. That's what I'm feeling the most about this show, the most. Everyone is open to receive. There's no resistance, no resistance to change. So that in itself is phenomenal. So, Diva, take it away. Marie, what is your birthday?
10/8.
10/8. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been fighting and struggling for a while. So, yes, I am in that space where, hey, thy will be done.
Yeah, I received it. Open up those hands. Okay, Diva, take it away.
Okay, I do pick up again. You have been a little bit under the weather, and you got a lot of decisions you need to make. Get some business in order and take care of everything. You say you have been progressing, which you have been progressing because you have been a little bit under the weather, and everything will work in your favor. I do pick up again around your cars. You've been a little bit discouraged, and you're using good judgment about that too. But again, at the same time, that will be done. And things will turn around in your favor. And like you said about the light, I do see light work around you. I do see healing around you. I do see everything you want coming to you, meditation coming through for you, flow of light, flow of glow around you also. I pick up again, you're talking to people where you're working hard at work. You're doing a lot of things. Somebody around you want to quit a job, and, again, they have to wait patiently for unemployment to come through. and somebody around you. I do see you, the mother of everything. You are in control of everything. You are the mother. You are the vice. You are the coach, the lawyer, the attorney, the teacher, the everything, the nurse, the doctor, you everything. And you're okay. But the thing about it, you get discouraged at times and say, don't get discouraged. Everything is going to work out for you. I know you keep things in your, you keep things bottled up and say, don't do it anymore. It makes yourself sick. Go ahead and release it. You'll be okay. Because, again, honey, you got a lot of peace. You got a lot of glow. You got a glow of yellow around you, and that's very powerful, very spiritual around you. You got some money coming from you, for you. Checks is coming to you that's owed to you. I don't know, from a divorce or something like that, from a divorce settlement, you got some money that's coming. You're going to be hearing about somebody getting pregnant also. And, again, they're like, how are they going to take care of baby? And they complain about their living arrangement. It's too small. It's too this. You got to, what's that word my mother said? You got to improvise. Mm-hmm. You got to improvise what you want. And you got a lot of aggravated situation coming to me because you've been tired. But it's all coming to a subtle end right now. Like, okay, I'm a rest now. But my, the main the thing the Spirit is telling me to tell you, do not be discouraged. Everything is going to work out for you. You may not see the light in the tunnel, but it's right there, honey. That big old bright yellow light. And it's telling me to tell you to burn a white candle. And if you have some olive oil, anoint that candle and burn it for peace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm burning it right now, a white one and a yellow one.
Wow.
I started it this morning, yes.
That's good.
Yeah. I didn't anoint it with the olive oil, but I will do that.
Yeah, and pray over the olive oil, and just meditate and pray over it, and that works too. If you don't have any spiritual oil around you, and a lot of people use that for spiritual oil anyway. It's mm-hmm. all in your face. All in your face.
I shall put it on me. Thank you. I will go into New Orleans on a good note then.
Well, you're going to New Orleans. You're going to visit Marie LaVoo on tune.
Yeah.
That's my girl right there. And I got spiritual goosebumps again. That's my girl. Trust me.
Okay.
That's my girl. I call her Sapphire. I can tell you about Lady Sapphire. I mean, about Marie LaVoo. When the Hurricane Katrina hit, it didn't touch her tombstone.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And go
great.
To her
okay,
store.
Ladies. Let's try to get moving. Marie, thank you so much, love.
Thank you
for your wonderful energy that you brought to the room. Peace and blessings to you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right. You felt that, right?
In a minute.
All right, let's keep moving. Let me know if you get tired, love, because I know how that is. 6, 7, 8.
Oh, no, I can keep
blessings.
Going, honey. You know how I get down.
Okay. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the show.
I pass our sleep.
Hey, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
How y'all doing?
Fine.
Hey. Good. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Well, who are you speaking to, Lady Sapphire or Diva? Which one have you spoken to?
Miss Diva.
Okay. All right. Peace and blessings. Who are we speaking to?
Regina.
What's your name?
Regina.
Yes.
Okay.
Regina. How you doing? No, I have not. How are you doing?
Okay,
I had to catch the voice.
Yeah.
All right, Regina. Okay, what's
uh-huh.
your birthday, love?
January 8th, 1979.
Okay. Okay. And do you have a specific question?
Just a general reading. I'm going through a lot right now, so just anything, hoping that it'd be positive for next year.
Well, let me ask you a question. What is the one area of your life that you would want to focus the most on? If you could pick one, what area would you want? Finance?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Let's roll with that one then. Okay.
Okay. Well, she got a mixture of both finance and romance.
Okay. Well, that's usually how it rolls, right?
Uh-huh. She
what
got finance and romance going on. And it's like somebody around you want to return back to you. You forgive them. And they're going through a lot of karma, a lot of shortcomings around them. They're returning to you, baby, I'm sorry, I didn't mean what I did. Will you please forgive me? Oh, I'll forgive you. I have a forgiving heart, and that will be done. And you're going to see their shortcomings. That's all I got to say on that tip. Again, this
wow.
person still want to make, huh?
I was saying, wow.
And I do see a lot of this man wants to make love to you, want to make love. I'm going to leave that one out. Anyway, getting back to the finance. I'll be X-rated on this radio show.
Just
anyway,
keep it PG, ladies. Just keep it PG.
I'm going to leave that card alone. Move around alone. I do see paperwork being approved for you, for finance will be okay for you. You're getting a second chance on what you want. A lot of improvement is coming up for you. People are defeated trying to sabotage your finances, but no more. They are defeated. I do see letting go of the past. Restoration is on. Green light is on for you to be successful. Green light is mean you got complete control over your finance and your love relationship, marriage. That means you are in control.
Oh, wow.
And your ancestors are right there giving you a second chance on blessings. And it's happening around about this time right now because it's cold outside.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I'm leaving the other card alone.
It's
kind of
cold outside. You don't have the month of May. All right, Miss Regina, thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank
blessed.
You.
You are good.
All right.
Okay.
Happy New Year. Y'all are trying to make this an R-rated show. I'm going to have to go back and delete some stuff.
World? When I say delete, Spence say, you bet now, so I'm not going to say a word. It'd be like,
that was
okay,
my
we on
that.
Playboy Channel.
If you'd like to go R-rated, tune in on Thursday night here at Lady Sapphire Radio. We get down to get down. Peace and blessings, everybody. We'll be, I'm going to keep going. 248, peace and blessings. Welcome to the show. Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Are we going
to
do this? Peace and blessings. 248,
hello.
You are live and on the air. It's you, love.
Hello.
Okay,
you hear
us? You know what?
Yes, at first I couldn't.
Oh, okay. Your name, hon?
Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia, how are you doing?
I'm good. You guys are live tonight.
I know. Don't we have that every night? It's what we do. Yes.
Good
Happy
show.
New Year
good
you,
show.
Cynthia. Thank you so much. Thank you. So what's your question tonight? Because we want to get about... We have exactly 15 minutes, y'all. I'm trying to do crunch time. I promised I'd get everybody in, but I don't know that that's going to happen tonight. So we have to do a to-be-continued show. We won't get through all everybody. I'm sorry. We have about 30 callers, and we got 15 minutes. So let's keep it rolling, and welcome
okay.
to the show. What is your birthday?
Thank you. 3/8.
Is Hi. That it?
Okay. Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay.
3/8/54. 3/8/1954.
Okay. And your question?
My question is, I'm trying to resolve a matter with my house, and that is first and foremost with me. I figured if I can get that rolling, everything else will fall into place.
And you're
okay,
right,
so will she
sweetheart,
resolve
because
that house
fall into
issue.
Place.
Okay. I'm sorry, love. What did you say? Because I was talking. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I just want to get these matters straightened out with my home.
Okay. Okay. Go
and
ahead.
And so
Gina.
That's
what
my biggest. I'm trying to get a modification.
Okay, we got you, sister Diva. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay, well, when she said modification loan house is going to work in your favor because, again, they try to steal your house without your permission. Just as Kyra said, justice will prevail, it will work in your favor. I do see love relationship being stable for you coming up ahead because, again, you're not looking for love. Love is looking for you. I think a marriage is on the horizon for you coming up. People trying to be sneaky, trying to pick and see, do you want to get married? Have you ever thought about getting married? So that's on the horizon for you. People around you being foolish with their money. They don't want to listen to nobody. You're not paying them any attention. And, again, they need help. But you're like, I don't got time for it. You got to make your own bed and lay in it. Marriage is right there for you. It's don't make hasty decisions. Just take your time about it. You got another car coming up when you move. A second car picking up. You're like, it's up to you if you want it. Love, blessings coming up. Prayers being answered for love, relationship. Showering with gifts. Flowers going to be down there for you. Everything that you ever wanted. Changes in your life is coming on the horizon. And you helping out people that helps you. A lot of successful plans coming. All in all, you got control and power of knocking down everything to make things come to pass. 2014, Cynthia, is your year.
All right.
Oh, I think, well, then, listen, I'll send you the...
All right. She's going to send something. But in the meantime, we're going to keep rolling. I'm sorry, Cynthia. You know I love you, and there's not a damn thing you can do about that one. But we got to keep rolling. Diva,
yeah.
You got exactly three things to say to these folks. All right, 734, peace and blessings. Welcome.
Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Is this me?
Yes,
yes you.
Love, it's you. What's your question? What is your question tonight?
My question is, will I get married anytime in the future?
What's your name, sweetie?
My name
Hold
is
on,
Roslyn.
I got
this, Diva.
Sit back and wait. What's
okay.
your birthday?
Okay, Ms. Diva, my birthday is December 23rd, 1964.
Okay,
and
your name?
Roslyn.
Okay,
Roslyn.
Please. All right. Well, and your question one more time. Say it out loud.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, 619, peace and blessings. 549, peace and blessings.
Hi there.
Hi there, love. We're not trying to rush you all, but we need to get through. I want to be fair to everyone. All right, so what's your name?
Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome. What's
Hi.
Your birthday, love?
Thank you. It's 10-5.
Okay. And what's your question?
Oh, just a general reading, if I may.
Okay. Let's do this. Go ahead, Dee.
Okay, general reading. You got some things that's going on with you. I do pick up again a lot of watch your surrounding where you're coming and going. I mean, because a lot of things will be revealed to you. Why you got to watch where you're coming and going? Because you got to watch out going into like areas that's not safe. I also pick up in the cards. You got a new job coming up, and money will come through for you with this new job. It's a pray and trust in faith and trust in whoever you pray to, because you got money to stay out of financial hardships. And also say follow your first mind about things that you do, because you don't want to argue with nobody about money, finances, or anything like that. And to say also stay positive about yourself, because again, this job came through for you right on time. And like I say, you plan on going to school, it'll be okay. Be careful what you sign for school and training, because everything will be okay for you. And again, you're going to be happy up ahead.
Oh, is it a totally, do you know, can you see any details on the job? Or?
Yeah, it's going to be a totally different new job for you.
Yeah, okay. Do I need to go out there and look for it, or is it going to come to me?
No, nah, baby, you got to go out there and apply for this job. It's right there. It's going to be right for you. It's going to work all in one and one.
Okay.
Yes. Great. Knock, knock. Who's there, job?
Right. Like, wow, it just happened. An act of God.
All right, sister, have a great year. Peace and blessings. The next caller. I love that question, though, seriously. This is, okay, Skype caller.
Yes, hello. I'll be quick.
Hi.
Thank you. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Patricia, hello. And my birthday is 1/24/63.
Okay. And your question?
Oh, I heard you talking about the X-rated stuff.
I had a show.
I wanted to know if that's
hope.
Coming for me.
Oh, she want a little smooth operator coming her way there, Diva. It's all about romance and finance. You want him to have some money. So, Diva, take it away, love.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have some money. He got to have some money to deal with her. And, again, this person going to have to spend big money. And like I said, she'll get what she wants because, again, I do see anything she wants, she'll get. I also do see money that's owed to you. You planning on moving pretty soon?
No, ma'am, I haven't even thought about it unless it's with a new man.
Yeah, it's going to be with a man, but, you know, you will be. She's funny. You will be moving, and it's like up ahead. I say about the next 6 to 9 months you will be making that move, moving and transitioning and moving. Man will come. The goals will be met with a man. Anything you want will right there for you. You ain't dealing with no tired man, no broke man. He got to come with some money because you know what? I could take care of my dog on self. I got to deal with my broke man, but you will be all right. I do pick up a deal. You don't have to argue with nobody. Mm-hmm.
Real
but you'll
quick,
be okay.
What does he look like? What does
fine.
He look like? Because I can hear her saying, what does he look like? What does he look like?
He's tall, dark hair. He's fine. He smells good.
Okay.
Now,
that's
what
he goes with.
Have I already met him? Because there's a man that walks towards me, and I don't know if that's him.
He got big
Does
feet.
Does he fit the description?
Well, yeah, he's got dark hair. I don't know
Is
if he
tall?
Smells good.
And he smells
he's
good.
Tall.
That's the one, love. That's the one. See? That's why I had to ask what he looked like, because you already knew who he was. So peace and blessings to you, sister.
Thank
Have
you.
A phenomenal weekend. I mean, New Year. Ooh, weekend
yes.
and New Year. And go ahead and get your romance back, girl. Peace and blessings. 773-818. You are live and on the air.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Oh,
fine.
Fabulous. Fabulous. What's your name?
My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Welcome. What's your birthday, love?
3/31/1967.
And your question.
I have a question about this. I got a job with a yoga studio, and I'm wondering if it's in my best interest to work for them, or should I walk away from that scenario?
Diva, what you got for?
Well,
I hear, I
she could do good on her own too. I would build my clientele up and move off and branch off to my own, because you're the type of person, you're Aries, like a Sagittarius. You used to having your own, used to being your own boss. You can go right ahead and do it. You'll be okay. But I get to build the clientele up and move with me. You know how I do the sneak attack like Beyonce did. Something else that the right hand is doing.
Yeah, that was
I don't want my own place, but I just wanted to know if it was a good place to work.
I mean, it's a good place, but you're gonna branch off into your own. Because you're going to be
okay.
doing the Pilates, the yoga, and everything else.
And there's another mate coming for you. There's a person that's going to be working with you, but that one's a revolving door. I got that one for you. All right, sister, peace and blessings. And, you know,
peace
don't,
and love.
You know, you stay there as long as you can, and when it's time to get out quickly. All right, we have another Skype caller. Peace. Oh, we're rolling through here. We only have a few more callers. We almost, like, some folks have hung up. So go for it. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? I've got a trigger finger tonight.
My name is Brodesh.
What's your name? What's your name?
He gone.
I'm just on the phone.
Okay, what did you say? We can't hear you.
Dumb bitch.
Oh,
your mama.
Oh, he was calling his mom. Okay, listen, love, we you know, she didn't tap in tonight, so, you know, go seek her somewhere else. All right, peace and blessings. Next caller, Mary Lou Who. Peace and blessings.
Well, I was a caller.
I know this is shows for mothers, you know, but some mothers just didn't show up. His didn't. So, Mary Lou, welcome to the show. I'm assuming your name is Mary?
It's Mary Lou, and I do want a reading, but you were talking about Marie Laveau, and I was going to ask you if you know that they painted her tomb pink.
Yeah, I seen your comment in the chat room. No, I didn't know they painted it pink. That's one of her favorite colors.
It was vandalized.
Huh?
It was vandalized
pink?
Yes.
Oh, she
don't worry about
right.
that.
Trust
it's
me.
Just it's something that's just very, you know, it's just you know, it's she's not worried about that.
Nah, she'll get them back. Trust me.
Yeah. They'll get theirs. So, Mary Lou, what's your question and what's your birthday?
It's October 22nd, 1962, and I was wondering if you see anything great coming up in 2014.
Yeah, your man coming.
That's what I want. That's what I want to hear.
You're going to have happy days. And you're getting another new car.
Can I pay for it?
Honey, don't even worry about that. You're going to get the car. Faith will bring the money through.
All right.
Remember that. You get a second chance. Good luck and everything coming up. Money's going to be looking good for you. Changes coming up in your life. You'll be okay. And it's going to be a very eccentric man. This man is into school. He's into physics, metaphysical thing. You're going to be okay.
Who is
you
he?
You all think alike, act alike too.
All right. Look for him. Yes. Now, 541-613, peace and blessings.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Stan Soulfinder. How you doing?
Is this Stan? Hi there.
Hey.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to the show. What's your birthday?
It's November 5th, 1952.
Okay. And what's your question?
Yeah, I'd like to know what you might be getting that I'm not getting yet about financial abundance this year.
Oh, wow.
Financial abundance. You got some money coming. You got a lot of money coming. You're avoiding financial hardships, too. I do see you working hard, making money. I do see a lot of things that you're letting go of the past. You're defeating a lot of people around you that have blocked up your money. But a lot of things are coming up for you. Money's coming up for you to say trust and pray and meditate on your life. Everything will work out for you. I do see somebody around you going to be getting a divorce around you. I do pick up again you're going to be okay with money. Don't have to worry about that. Money is coming through for you. And when you get this money, it's going to be steady. Steady coming in. Steady money is coming in all the time.
Sounds like a flow.
Right, yep, you're going to be fine.
All right, Stan. Good to hear
that.
From you, love.
I'll check you next time.
Bye-bye. Okay, peace and blessings.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Same to you. All right, Diva. That's it for tonight. We did have two more callers. You know what? Those two, it's an anonymous caller and a 734 caller. You hang on. We'll get you on the other side. But for right now, we have to release everyone in love. Diva, thank you so much for being here. You are a phenomenal, phenomenal sister. You are a queen. You are a mother. You are a friend. You are, you're a great businesswoman. You have so many things coming for you this year. Everything is coming to you. I see the glove, the hand fitting into the glove. Everything yoked together for you. You know, you have your hands in so many different things, but I see you pulling them all together into a nice little ball of string, and it's attached to all these beautiful balloons. And this simply just means that everything you're doing is going to come together for you. You already know that love is there for you. Folks that are not going to treat you right, they're going to have to move out. They're going to have to move out of your space, and there's going to be someone to fill that space. So they're either going to check in and do what they need to do, or they're going to have to check out, because this year is not the year to just stand on the edge. You're going in completely, and there's a whole lot of things that spirit has for you, and you know that, one, you have a baby coming. I don't know if it's a grandbaby or it's your baby, but there's a baby coming. There's love coming. Finances will never be a problem for you. Peace and blessings, everybody. Good night. We will see you tomorrow night here on Lady Sapphire Radio. We're out.
New love. The white feet just to make the air.